Hello, hello everyone, welcome. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of Debate the Music. I'm your host, Chris. You can find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness. And please follow our new Twitter for the entire network, the Greatness Podcast Network at GPN 2016. Check out our new and improved website, greatnesspodcastnetwork.com. We got all the content there, all the shows, man. Check us out.
I'm your host, Pierre. You can follow me on Twitter at KingTail21. Also, you can follow the Instagram at DebateTheMusic. Drop a follow, like, hit us up, because in the comments section, we can have some debates as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. So, I feel like after having more time to listen to Rather You Than Me by Rick Ross and More Life by Drake, it's even harder to pick which album is good, because Drake did have a few songs that you just couldn't vibe with, the whole Jamaican feel.
Man.
But he had the songs as hitters, they hitters though. Like, you want to hear it and it gets you hype. And then Ross got just good. It's hard, man. This is hard.
I agree, man. I was, I played a game, like I played my PlayStation with some of my boys. They over in Toronto. So we were kind of talking about the album like 2 days ago. And like when I'm at work, man, I try to listen to Rick Ross or Drake. And for some odd reason, I just feel Ross's album more than I feel Drake. And I think it's probably due to the reggae and the singing and all that. But I don't know, man. It's just I try. But I feel you, like the ones that actually, like the Free Smokes and the Do Not Disturb, and like those are the three I can listen to. Free Smoke, Do Not Disturb, and Lose You. Like, right. No question, I can just.
We rarely hear Drake just go straight bars. What's funny is I sat back the other night and I went through his discography, and I made a playlist, and I'm gonna post tomorrow actually on my Twitter at I'm Just Greatness. I'm gonna post a thread of Drake, his best bar songs, not features. Not the singing songs, just his best songs when it was his record, he got on there and just rapped.
What's your favorite one?
Honestly, that old joint, Say What's Real.
Okay.
That old one, like, I feel like, to me, So Far Gone is a top 10 mixtape ever.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So that was, I liked when I first heard him, he did sing a little bit, but he also did a lot of just bars. On Take Care, he had that other joint, The Ride. That's one of my favorites, mm-hmm. too. I just like songs when he goes in there, he raps. Like, instead of trying to be singing and trying to be cool, I love when he go in there and just raps, give you straight bars, get straight to the point. Like, man, it's the best shit ever when he do that.
My favorite Drake song where he had bars on, obviously number one for me would be Light Up, the one with Jigga on his first album. And then the second one, I would have to say the other song with Jay-Z off, Nothing Was the Same.
Oh, Pound Cake.
Pound Cake, yes, there we go, Pound Cake. I feel like those songs, he really, you know what I'm saying? Like, one thing I can say about Drake is he has evolved. You know what I'm saying? He's evolved. From the mixtape scene until now. So, I mean, Light Up, when I just heard Light Up, I was like, man, this kid really can hold his own. Like, you know, some cats would get on a song with Jay-Z, and he'll just flat out embarrass him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like Drake really held his own that time around. Even with the Pound Cake song, he held his own. Yeah, man, it's just, it's very rare these days that an artist can do both. So I will always have respect for Drake for being able to contribute to the real hip hop listeners who like bars, and then the other one who like pop music and entertainment as well. So yeah, I mean,
he's one of the very few people that can give you bars and hood dude to listen to it, and at the same time have college girls dancing. Like,
oh yeah, oh,
like,
man.
He's in both worlds on that, man. I respect it.
You will find the college crowd, they will love the singing Drake. They would love it.
But when it comes to Ross, it's like Ross make those good vibe records, and then he also make drug dealing records. Like when you hear some of his songs, it's like like that Lamborghini song he got with Meek, that's crazy. Like, that's one of my favorites on the album. So,
oh yeah,
that's one of them. Yeah. It's a rap song, but you can vibe to it like it's a chill rap song, almost like in the same realm of Ice Cube. I had like Today Was a Good Day. You know, not all I'm right. not gonna say it's all good, right. but it gives you that vibe. And then he make the more turn up songs. You know what I'm saying? Like Hold Me Back. That's a turn up joint. But
hey, that Hold Me Back.
Come on, man. That started fighting the club. You know what I'm saying? And it's just it's interesting when artists can, you know, be themselves and then still be on both sides of the spectrum. Man, that's a great look. You know, that's why I like both of their albums. It's almost impossible to say which one is better at this point. Because, you know, our poll, people did say that they like...
Wasn't it crazy?
I was shocked. I thought Drake was going to win, right?
Yo, I'm like, what? Like, these people thought Rogue album was... Not that I was, like, crazy, like, shocked, like, in a bad way. But I just didn't expect Rick Ross to get that much love. Because, I mean, I go on Facebook. I go on, like, Twitter, Instagram. And I see people... reposting not only the song where he does Birdman, but just they now a lot of people respect Ross. Like, I was talking to my brother yesterday, and he said, man, you was trying to put me on that Port of Miami CD. I remember when you bought it, and I was like, man, that shit weak. He said, but I had to go back and listen to it. He said, that nigga Rick Ross is the shit. I'm like, yeah, like, you know. So yeah, you can't help but respect Ross. Speaking of Ross, while we are talking about Rick Ross, I'm not sure if many of you know this, but he was on a radio station yesterday. And it's very rare that an artist does 10 years, 10 albums. I can respect anybody who has that many albums. Rick Ross was asked about his next album. And his next album is going to be called Port of Miami 2.
So I gotta ask you. That got me hyped soon as I read it. I was like, yes.
I gotta ask you, what are you expecting from this album alone?
Honestly, I don't even know, because he's come so far. Like,
right.
It's not like he was ever trash, but he's progressed so much. Like, if you go back and listen to Port of Miami, like, his sound has improved so much. Like, it's changed so much, and in a good way. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I think it'll be a lot of reflection. I would definitely like if he tried to get some different features, you know?
Right.
Get some different people on his songs. That's something that I really would be interested in seeing.
Okay. So, yeah, man, with Ross, it's no denying his talent. It's no denying his talent. He has definitely come a long way. There's some songs where I feel like he just threw out there. I would say more of his mixtape song. But with this album, man, I don't think he was trying to come to be the best rapper in the game or trying to show he's, you know, the best lyricist. But I feel like with this album, it was just right. Like, it offered so much because he spoke on everything from political views to... you know, his homies being locked up and to him, you know, his personal problems. So I feel like he just, it was great, man. It was a great body of work. It was well put together. Because 9 times out of 10, when you think about somebody having that many albums, you think, damn, what else can they do? You know, what else can they put out that will get the people to support their album? And he succeeded. So I feel like with Port of Miami 2, he definitely has to hook up with Kool & Dre again. Kool & Dre, the Runners, Justice League. You know, I don't know if this is going to be his last album. The way he was talking, seemed like he was retiring, but I doubt it.
Yeah, you know, I don't think so.
We've heard the retirement talk from a whole lot of people, and not too many people stuck with it.
Yeah, man, I think that rappers, I laugh when they talk about retirement. You know, you're not going to retire. And with the way rap is now, they can just chill and put out music whenever they want to. You know what I'm saying?
Because, I mean, there's so many platforms out there. It's like we were talking about in one of the previous episodes. You can drop your album on Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music, and people, oh, they're going to get it. Because now streams are considered sales. But back in the day, you wouldn't think that. back in the day, oh, you download something, oh, you're not supporting him. But all you need is an app, and you'll be good, man.
Right? Ain't that crazy? That's crazy to me, man. Like, imagine, I always think about it, like, if these artists now are doing numbers, just imagine if Michael Jackson, Prince, imagine.
James Brown.
If they could have download streams, man, they'll blow everybody out the water. That's why I know you probably saw people were talking about Nicki Minaj passing, I think, Aretha Franklin for, like, most number ones or something like that.
Yeah, and it's like, give that credit.
I can't give her credit though. I can't. I just I can't, because for me it's like she gets
Safari, though, like I said.
She gets the streams.
Yeah. Exactly. And I read a report not too long ago, and it said that Nicki owes Safari money for the pink print. So there you have it, folks.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah,
it's crazy because a lot of people, I don't know why they do this, man. It's like coming from the hood, for example. You come from the hood, you come from nothing, and then you finally get out there, or you get a mentor who helps you out, and then you overlook that person. Or when you make it big, you forget where you came from. And I feel like that's what Nicki kind of did with this whole situation. I mean, let's be clear, the whole Remy beef has died down. Thank God it has, because I can't take another diss track. Because Remy's last one just wasn't good. And of course, No Frost. I don't know, I just couldn't get with No Frost. But Nicki, I got to applaud her for the hits. But yeah, like you said, man, it all falls in streams. Let's be clear, back in the day, Aretha Franklin didn't have streams. So if Aretha Franklin had streams back in the day, just imagine the numbers she would have did.
Yeah, man, exactly. Exactly. So, another thing Ross was asked about, one thing I appreciate is the fact that he didn't beat around the bush. He got straight to the point, like, yeah, I told Meek, don't trust Nicki. But
that was crazy.
I respect it, though. You know what I'm saying? I respect it because he didn't beat around the bush or none of that. You know what I'm saying? And He just said what he had to say, right. You know. And you know, one thing I noticed with artists, they usually beat around the bush. Mm-hmm. Like, they ask him a question and then they don't want to answer, so then they come up with a bunch of different answers. He said, "Yeah, I said it, and I told Meek, like, you got to kind of go through that. You feel me? And learn on your own. You know what I'm saying? I can respect that. You know, as his mentor, older brother, like he was just talking about, he had enough." I think that's having respect for Meek in the instance where you just let him go through what he's gonna go through, you know.
Yeah, that's why he brought the whole distance line. Another thing I found that was respectful for Ross was he was on Wendy Williams. God, I don't know why people keep going on Wendy Williams, but she asked him, of course, about Lyra Galore and Jocelyn from Love and Hip Hop. And he kind of was respectful and he kind of was mature about it. He didn't disrespect Lyra. He didn't make it seem like he didn't care. You know, he kind of was just like, well, it just didn't work out. Like, she wasn't a bad person. And I feel like when you're able to say that about an ex after you had a great day in your career, that's big. Because you shouldn't need to put anybody down or disrespect anybody. You know what I'm saying? Because all that's going to do is add some people. Oh, Rick Ross is dissing Lyra again. Let me check it out. You know what I'm saying? So he kind of handled himself professionally. And as far as Meek goes, man, sometimes you got that homie. Sometimes, like you said, you got that big brother that's going to tell you, like, bro, that's not a good look for you. Don't do it. Nah, I'm going to do it anyway. All right, well, you got to learn for yourself. I love you and all, but when it don't work out, don't say I didn't tell you something. So that's how I feel about that situation.
Yeah, man, I respect him for that. You know, for not down talking him, just not speaking ill upon anybody. You know, except Birdman. He definitely. That's what we got to speak on that. The Birdman thing, because this is something I've been hearing about for a while, and it was interesting for somebody to finally come out and just be upfront and be real. Like, yeah, we had this issue, we had this problem, this is what happened. You know what I'm saying? Rarely do you see people be honest like that, especially artists, you know, and I respect that from Ross. He just said straight up, like, Khaled was over there, he ain't get his bread right, you know, and Wayne is over there now, he still ain't got his situation right. So I got a question for Birdman, like, what's going on, bro? Like, what's going on, dog?
Man, back in the day, everybody wanted to be like Birdman. He had the big times. He had the hot boys. Lil Wayne was the biggest artist alone. I recall a song Lil Wayne did. It was a feature. And he said, I'm not going to recite the lyric the right way, so bear with me, guys. But he said, Birdman, let me hold $1,000. He gave it to me and didn't even ask for what. And I had to analyze it back then. I'm like, yeah, maybe back then he did. But he cheated you out of some money, right?
Man.
And it was sad that he would do that to DJ Khaled, because DJ Khaled don't bother nobody.
Right.
Like, DJ Khaled isn't a bad dude. Like, I could see if DJ Khaled was, like, trying to come in and change the whole Cash Money scene, but DJ Khaled will make an album and he'll put people on. You know what I'm saying? So I just felt like it was like, damn, like, that's not cool, Birdman. Like, out of all the people to screw over, you choose Lil Wayne, the one who's been bringing you the most money, and you choose somebody else who can bring you in more money, because DJ Khaled is so big that everybody will work with him. Big Sean, J. Cole, you know what I'm saying? That last album, Major P, bro, he had people on there that I was like, how the hell did he get them on there? So I can only imagine what he's going to do with this new album. So I got a question for Birdman too. Like, what is it that you're not seeing that everybody else is seeing? I mean, are you just being stubborn and you're like, oh, I don't care, I'm going to just do it? Because, I mean, the way he responded to the whole Ross situation, I don't get caught up in whole shit. I'm like, yo, that's the best you got.
Right? And this is the thing for me. Like, for other artists that are now working with Birdman, I don't understand how you see somebody else get done wrong by this same person multiple times.
I wish they didn't. Like that Jacquez guy?
Jacquez, yeah.
Ass off.
Man.
But he has no solo album out.
Right? And
I don't think he's going to put one out.
It don't make sense. Bro, I'm always confused nowadays, man, because that was our next topic. We might as well go ahead and segue into that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The independent artist. I do think a guy like Jack Keith, should he just be independent? You can make your money from shows, touring, promote yourself and all that, sell your own merch, set that shit up yourself, go through all the hell and the headache of dealing with it yourself so that you can, at the end of the day, you be the man. All the money you make is your money. You ain't writing checks out to nobody else, like what Nipsey Hussle did.
Or Chance the Rapper, for example. Chance the Rapper won a Grammy, and he's not even signing nobody. So if Chance can do it, that lets me know somebody else can do it. One person I want to give credit to, he does not get enough credit, even though he's signed now, Mac Miller does not get enough credit. And I feel like a lot of people tend to sleep on Mac Miller.
That's true. That is very, very true.
I went back and I listened to some of his previous stuff, and I'm like, yo, this kid is really dope. Like, I don't know if it's because he's white or people just don't listen to
him. Everybody say that. Logic is not white. He's black.
Oh, Mac Miller. No, shout out to Logic is dope, too.
My bad. I'm getting them mixed up. Too. They both got bars, though, man.
Logic had a project coming out. I listened to his very first project, and I just was like, ooh, like, who the hell is this dude? Like, where did he come from?
Yeah, man, he got some talent, man. And I feel what you're saying. A lot of independent artists are overlooked. That's why we made Debate the Music, so we can get in that plug. But I do think that people need to stop working with Birdman. I think that if he's doing people that wrong, he's been doing people wrong for this long. Because, you know, this is the same issue that he had with Charlamagne when he went up to the radio station with the whole respect thing and was tripping out. It's the same thing. You know, so it's like it has to be some truth to it, because if it wasn't true, everybody wouldn't be saying it. You know, yeah, everybody can't have the same lie going. Come on, man.
I definitely wouldn't. I wouldn't want to work with Bert. Like, I'd rather record from my house than sit up there and deal with that. Like, I mean, that's not a good look. That's like a cancer situation.
Yeah, Birdman, what he gets artists because what he does, he says, okay, when I sign you, I'm gonna give you $1 million in cash.
Right.
And then, but these artists don't realize you basically signing your life away, because now you're mm-hmm. stuck with this dude that's A, not gonna pay you, B, you can't put none of your music out, and then anything else you do, he got his hands in as far as merchandise and all that. Like, come on, man, you signing your life away. Birdman is not a guy that you should be messing with, especially the way we have it now with the streams and downloads, and with just how money you can make a whole bunch of money just off of being popular on Twitter, on Instagram.
Can you imagine how much Wayne would have made off the Carter 2 if streams was allowed back then?
Oh man, insane.
Birdman would have had a fit. It's like he don't want nobody to have more money than him.
Right? It's and that's strange, because as the man up top, you got to look at it like, when you win, I win. You know, so for me, as far as me being, one thing I always say is, I'm the leader of GPN. I'm the leader of the Greatness Podcast Network.
Well, that's totally fine.
Exactly. And that's how you got to be, because when one show makes money, that gets more attention. I'm helping you grow your brand. You win. And then I win as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm really building this. We're building this together. It's not just me doing it. It's exactly. We working together. I don't think Birdman has that outlook to where it's like we're a partnership. He has it to where you're my employee. Instead of saying let's be together, he has it on some I own you. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's healthy.
And that's sad, bro. It really is sad, because in the music game, it should not be like that, man. It's like, if I'm eating, you eating. You know, like, if the way I would handle it, I don't know about you, but the way I would handle it, I would just release Wayne, man. Pay him off, release him. I mean, look at the way he did Tiger. That just lets me know Tiger wasn't lying. Even though Tiger isn't the best when it comes to rapping, but the fact that Tiger had that Rack City, bro, that, you can't tell me nobody did not like Rack City.
Honestly, Rack Tiger City. People don't know this because they're not from LA, but Tiger was nice when he
exactly.
was, before he got signed to Young Money, he was nice.
Exactly,
man.
But he had to dumb it down when he got to Cash Money.
Man,
he put out that Careless World album. That album was dope. And then the album right after that was dope. But then the third one was kind of like a transition of a throwaway, so I can get out of this deal. But yeah, man, it's just, he screws you. Look how he did. What's the guy name who never put out an album? J Mills.
Oh, J Mills,
gotta all them Young Money cats, man. Like,
you know what's
that's
funny?
Too much talent. Corey Guns, like, come on, man.
Bro, they got a lot of fans on Twitter. They got a lot of fans on Twitter. I ain't know. I was going in on Gutter Gutter one day, and his fans was blowing my mentions up. I'm like, man, y'all loyal? Because he ain't put a, I ain't heard not one nothing. I heard a couple verses he was on with Drake, but other than that, I ain't never heard not nothing
well,
from
here,
them.
Because Birdman get these cats and he don't invest in them. He just sit them there.
Yeah, man. That's, I think artists should be as independent as possible. You know, going to the label, that helps you as far as promotion and getting it in front of different people and getting radio play. But I think that if you can make sure that you have loyal fans, you can just use the internet and make sure you have loyal, consistent fans that fuck with you, like, for real, for real. That's the best way to go, man. Like, because the labels don't care about you. Nobody's going to promote you like you will. You know what I'm saying? Just create your own brand. Like, Nipsey is the perfect model for that. Like, he built his own everything, put out his own music, got his own store, his own merchandise, all of that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what you should aspire to be. Don't follow in the footsteps of everybody else and try to go there because it's easier. That's whack. You know what I'm saying? That's whack.
You gotta carve the own lane in the game. It's very important. It's very important.
Yeah, man. We gotta go to our sleeper picks now, man.
Sleeper. All right. Well, I kind of went back throughout the shows, man, and I was like, you know what? We don't have a lot of sleeper picks that's dedicated to the singers, so I'm going to pick a singer for my sleeper pick. And I feel like this song fits in with the culture of today. It's from an artist on SoundCloud. I believe her name is Taya Marquise, or Taya Marquise. The name of the song is Please Don't Shoot.
Okay, okay. Please Don't Shoot. All right.
Sir. She plugged me in on Twitter about 3 weeks ago. And I was like, wow, this song is, the message is amazing and it's very powerful. And I feel like it will be needed, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm all about uplifting and bringing everyone together. And life is short, man, you know what I'm saying? So we got to put the guns down. I know you've seen the video on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram of the two young dudes fighting and the older guy jumped in.
Yeah, definitely. I caught that.
You know, things like that need to happen more throughout the world. Like, everybody's quick to pick up a phone and capture a world star moment or a Snapchat moment. And it's like, man, we got to stop all that because, you know what I'm saying? What are you making off what you're doing? You know what I mean? So I feel like with this song, she reached out and it's uplifting. So that's my sleeper pick. Please Don't Shoot.
All right, man. Let's hear it.
This room looks different. Turn to my side. Your skin feels different. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. My lipstick is on that glass that's sitting right next to my dress. And you ain't around. What have I done?
Man, that's a good one. I like that. That's a good message. You know, we need more music like that, with a better message behind it.
Absolutely, man.
You know, a lot of this music out now is trash, man.
It's needed.
All right, man. My sleeper pick. It's one of the homies on Twitter, man. Ever since we started doing this, my mentions blowing up all the time. My DM is full. Some
yours.
Artists,
man, goodness gracious.
Artists, if we don't get to y'all, man, trust me, I apologize. We'll get to you soon if we like it. If you trash, I probably told you that already.
I got an announcement after he goes with his sleeper pick. I got something to share for.
So my sleeper pick is from the Power Circle. It's a group, man. They got some nice records, man. This one is called Where the Wild Things Are.
See, it's crazy because you hear the names of these songs and then you be thinking like, what the hell? But then when you actually hear it, it's like, yo, that's not what I expected.
Yeah, man, it's a dope record. Let me play a little bit of this.
All right, let's hear that.
Yeah, man. I actually spoke to Circle Marsh and a couple of the members. We might possibly, you know, have them on as guests next week. You know, we will start to be starting to do our features and everything. So
there it is.
Y'all artists be on the lookout, man.
Yes, yes. It's the time to get artists involved. We want to hear your story. And, you know what I'm saying, get you on the show, get an interview going, how you got started, what inspired you, what are you hoping to get out of what you're doing. You know, we just, you know, want to help you guys out there. And it's a lot of y'all. I mean, I see some guys on Snap, working, Twitter, Instagram, so I know it's a lot of you out there. Speaking of which, Chris, what's up with the group three? Because I got a message from the Instagram page, and they were asking when can they come on the show.
Oh man, let's schedule it, man. Let's do it.
So three, if you're listening, have your people get with our people, and let's set this thing up.
Oh man, well that's another episode, man. Thank y'all
episode
for listening.
Eight,
man. We gonna get there, man. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for supporting artists. Contact us, get at me. I'm on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
And I'm on Twitter at KingTail21, as well as Instagram at Debate the Music.
All right, man. Thank y'all for listening.
All right.